We've been dealing a lot lately on the world with this surge of unaccompanied children flowing across the U.S.-Mexico border. Tens of thousands of them have been fleeing violence in their home countries in Central America. They're also chasing rumors that children who cross the border are being allowed to stay in the U.S. President Obama has called it a humanitarian crisis, and he's expected to visit Texas this week. But a White House spokesperson has said the president won't be visiting the border for a firsthand look. I've got on the line from Alamo, Texas, near the border, community activist Michael Seifert. Tell me what the mood is like when you hear the president is coming to your state to shine a light on this crisis, but he's not going to the border.
Well, I think we're disappointed. The symbolism is huge about it. We had a meeting last week with some representatives from Congress, and all they could talk about was more boots on the ground and would not really directly address the issue that for us is foremost, which is the welfare of these kids.
Are you not concerned that if the president goes to the border, maybe his political opponents are going to use those images to just dramatize their points, whatever points they're trying to make?
I think absolutely. I mean, it's a minefield of an issue. Except, again, what's defeating the arguments back and forth are 6- and 7-year-olds standing there saying, help us.
So what would you like the president to do, Michael?
We need to change the dialogue on it. And that's where the symbolic thing could come in with it. These are, at the end of the day, for all the ranting and raving, they are refugees. They are kids. They're coming because they're fleeing just awful violence.
And I noticed you called these kids refugees, not migrants. Make the distinction for us.
A refugee flees. All the families know the extraordinary danger of the trip through Mexico. I mean, it's one of the questions we get asked all the time, is that how can any parent let their child go north through Mexico to the United States? Well, the response is there really isn't anything viable on the ground. They're simply trying to save their kids' lives.
What about the argument, though, that there is a process to immigration, and until that process is in place, people coming to the U.S. illegally should simply be sent home?
There is a process, and one of the things that's part of that whole complicated process is a thing called temporary protective status that we've done in the past for people fleeing life-threatening events like earthquakes or the aftermaths of hurricanes. And that simply gives these folks, gives us actually a year or so, whatever time we want to set, to sit down and say, okay, let's look at this. Let's see what we can do about it. We've had a whole discussion about border security, and then we confuse that with immigration. We can't seem to separate out those two issues. So we have $18 billion spent on border security, and then a 6-year-old walks up to the port of entry and essentially defeats that entire effort. So for me, it's an opportunity to relook at this, just to step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Whether there's the political will and moral imagination to do that is the question. And at the same time, it's a great opportunity. What a great moment to step up and say, you know, after all, we are the United States of America. We can deal with this.
Michael Seifert with the Equal Voice Network. He's a community activist on the Texas-Mexico border. Michael, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.